Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, I love stuff like this. You know, you find these new docuseries, stuff that you've never heard about before, and you wonder why. Why have I never heard of this? And this is just another one of these. Christian Hansen is with us, and it's a brand new conspiracy. It's called The Octopus. It's on Netflix starting today, as a matter of fact. And Christian joins us here. How are you, Christian?
I'm so good. The film's called American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders. It's on Netflix now. And, you know, what you're saying, it really resonated with me. You know, I stumbled upon this story about 12 years ago, and I had never heard of Danny Casolaro, who's the main character of this story, who died under mysterious circumstances while writing this book in 1991. And I felt, you know, wow, why have I never heard of this guy? He seems awesome. He seems so interesting.
Right.
And the story he was working on seems fascinating. And, you know, it was just sort of alluded to in newspaper accounts of his death. And, you know, some of the scandals he was looking into were name-checked. Scandals, all of which I'd never heard of. You know, I was 6 years old when Danny died. I was born in, you know, 1985. So, I just wasn't familiar with really. I actually have a memory of the Iran-Contra scandal on TV. I remember seeing the hearings, but, you know, obviously I was probably really young. And maybe it could also be a false memory.
It's so interesting, too, because for some reason, just over the past few weeks, Iran-Contra has come up in my world just several different times. And I don't know if it's, it's just something, some period in time that everybody, you know, kind of looks back on that deal. But let's dive into this a little bit. This is a journalist that you mentioned. Found dead in a hotel bathtub. Police rule it a suicide. But then a lot of investigating goes on, and they find out that, hey, this may not have been a suicide. And when you first heard about this, Christian, what was your immediate thought?
Well, good question. My immediate thought was that, he has a fear of blood. Well documented in initial accounts of questions surrounding his death, his like kind of insane fear of blood. He hated getting his blood drawn. He hated being around blood outside the body. And I actually have the same feeling. Like I can't watch a movie where someone's shooting up or I don't like blood, you know, and I don't like to get blood just because it makes me pass out. It's like a phobia. The way he died was by like the most deep cuts of the wrist, self-inflicted, cutting through the tendons on both arms. There's just so many. I mean, this is leave it to me to get us into the darkest conversation possible.
You hear that.
Somebody ways to die. Why do that if you hate blood?
You're right. And you hear that and you're like, how come nobody else is investigating this? And when you started investigating it, were you a little bit like, okay, wait a minute, he's looking into this conspiracy called the Octopus, a hidden organization connected to stolen government spy software, unsolved murders, big political scandals. It's got so many of these parts that are interconnected. I mean, at some point, Christian, did you say, maybe I shouldn't be looking into this?
Yeah, but then again, I was also like, well, if something does happen, I'll know for sure that I'm onto the right track.
Well, yeah, right.
There's an addiction to doing this kind of research. And when you start getting information that nobody else has that's reliable into like kind of documenting a story like this, it's a rush, like, you know, like winning the Kentucky Derby or something. It's like an insane, addictive rush that you get. I don't know, the excitement of it.
Right.
The danger adds to it.
Yeah, we're talking to Christian Hansen here on
the
National Defense.
Danger.
Yeah, the new docuseries, American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders, it is on Netflix now. And yeah, I can understand what you're talking about. I mean, first of all, you start kind of digging in there and you get some mysterious conversations or phone calls from people, you got to say to yourself, okay, that validates my research, right?
Right. Right. And on the other hand, Danny Castellero, you know, he was a lot, you know, he was looking into stuff that was happening in the mid, you know, early mid and late 80s,
sure.
early 90s, in the early 90s, you know, and he was getting a lot of threats. He was getting weird, threatening phone calls at all hours of the night. He was checking his car for bombs. He had his little brother living with him, and he had his brother move in with some other family members because he felt that what he was looking into was bringing out too much heat, and he didn't want to put his brother in harm's way. He didn't tell his family too specifically what he was looking into because he didn't want to put them in a position where they could get hurt. I mean, I think he was feeling the heat a lot, pretty heavily at the time.
Man, this is fascinating stuff. And, you know, I love these stories that, like we talked about, you've never heard of, but then that involves so many different aspects, even leading to the government and stories behind the government. Are we going to find out at the end of this that Ronald Reagan was deeply involved in something?
I would say that his CIA director, William Casey, was definitely deeply involved in something. And Ronald Reagan, you know, guilty by association.
Sure. Well, and it also begs the question always when I see one of these, what else do we not know?
Yeah, I know, right? That's, you know, obviously a fun question. and, you know, I'm going to keep looking into it. I'm fascinated by the 1980s. I've got so many other fascinating stories to dig into. And I think documentaries and this documentary series is like such an interesting medium in which to tell
right.
these stories, such a powerful medium. I want to keep poking around down there. Who knows? Maybe I'll start shifting my interest in more contemporary topics. But you know, I'm just going to follow where the story takes me.
I mean, you know, if you're digging into secrets, why don't you investigate the Kardashians? Find out what's going on there, will you?
Yeah, I've had to do a little bit of familiarize myself with the topic. I'm not. I think they dated, one of them dated Kanye West at some point.
Christian, man, this is fascinating. Thank you so much for the time. I can't wait to see it. American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders, which is on Netflix right now. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Be right back here on the National Defense.